Rock 107 WIRX. It's the Plan B Morning Show, 817, Brock Hunter.
Enhance.
Just print the damn thing. let's take a quick look at your forecast for today. Mostly sunny, high of 88. Tonight, clear, low of 64. Going to be another great day. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny, high of 90. Woo, doggy. Nice. Saturday, we do have a chance for some rain and thunderstorms, 30% chance, so it's pretty low, high of 90. Sunday, pretty much the same thing, high of 85, and then that chance of rain and thunderstorms sticks around, but it's in the 80s, upper 80s, and really, really nice weather heading our way, man. So, oh, it's been nice. It's been gorgeous.
Beautiful weather. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Nipples out. Seriously, it has been fantastic. Yesterday was like what? 85 or something, but the humidity was like 50%.
Yep.
So it didn't feel that. It didn't. No. To me, it didn't anyway.
Yeah.
Sam was sweating his ass off yesterday for something. I think he was sweating booze out
yesterday.
Yeah,
that's the booze. That's Sam sweating out the booze. It's not so much the heat. It's the gosh darn humidity is what it is. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, gorgeous weather with us here in Southwest Michigan. I love it. All right, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie?
Yo.
Yeah, they've been working hard, man, even through all the craziness. They were there serving you, and they're still doing it. So if you need anything, Smith Indoor Garden, they're going to take care of you.
Hard workers over there. You can really appreciate some hard work, and, man, they do it.
They get it done, man. They get it done. this is good. Cops in Eugene, Oregon, got a call after 3 a.m. on Monday about a 39-year-old guy named Brandon Lee Jackson, who allegedly attacked and robbed a man in a 7-Eleven parking lot. And when cops eventually tracked Brandon down, he had climbed up to the top of a very tall railroad crossing sign and just perched up there. Naked, butt-ass naked.
He's got to be naked.
Why? Yeah, why? What is it with these criminals and just being naked? What's the deal?
It's just you can't climb a railroad sign, Brock, with clothes on.
That's
impossible.
True.
You got to be butt-ass naked.
You don't want your your overalls getting hung up on a loose bolt or something like that. Apparently.
Why do I imagine this guy perched up there like Spider-Man too? He's got his legs, like his hands between his feet. Ready to pounce on somebody or something.
God, that's terrifying. He wasn't moving either. It was more than 12 hours before Brandon finally climbed down the pole and tried to make a run for it. A police dog got to him first, and Brandon put the dog in a headlock and then punched it. The cops quickly caught up with him after that and arrested him on several charges.
You don't want a dog around if you're naked and you got some swinging clackers.
Yeah,
that dog could latch onto.
I mean, even that dog getting a nice chunk of your ass. Good Lord. There is a photo someone posted of Brandon naked up on this crossing. He is so if you can picture it, right, a railroad crossing. You got the pole, you got the lights, you got the arm that comes down, and then up on top, you got that cross signal, right? It's the two pieces. He is straddling that cross signal.
Really?
Naked.
It's kind of impressive, really.
That looks
not an easy climb.
That looks so uncomfortable. Ow. And then, of course, his actual mugshot is quite fantastic. He looks exactly like you'd expect a guy who would be naked perched up on a railroad crossing sign, okay?
So did they say what he was on? Because he had to have been on something, bath salts or something.
Looking at his face, it's either meth or bath salts. That's definitely definitely two very viable pieces of drugs he could have been on. So
you know what? At least old Brandon's got a story for Thanksgiving dinner, you know?
Yeah. So there I was, naked on top of a railroad sign. And Grandma's like, oh, not this story again. We've heard it 100 times, Brandon. Brandon, don't you have any other stories besides your naked on a train pole? For God's sake.
Well, yes, actually, back in 96, I climbed a water tower butt-ass naked.
Why do you always have to be naked, Brandon? I don't understand. Your grandpa and I are very disappointed in you.
I like to go back to my roots. My ancestors always climbed naked.
Is that what it is? He's trying to get in touch with his early ancestors, caveman ancestors that were just running around naked, climbing stuff. Good Lord. Find a new hobby, Brandon. Doing drugs and climbing things naked is not a good hobby to have.
Yeah.
All right.
Video games. That's a guy who needs to be inside playing video games.
You be naked doing that. It's fine. All right. That's your WTF.